The first race looked really good, Jimmy, out there. You're happy with how it's pulled up from the first?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, just walking it now and after speaking to a few jockeys, it's worked out really well. They just got their toe in nicely. And good four was the feedback, which is, I'm happy that I nailed it on that front. Look, they haven't really made much damage, so it should be really good and hold up well for the day.
Oh, that is great news to hear. Now, you've had a pretty busy week, I hear. A lot of people are saying you've been going down Media Street. There's been a lot of attention on you this week, Jim, hasn't there?
I'm not sure. There was a little bit of Geelong Racing Club Facebook action, I think. I'm not sure what else you might be referring to. Hopefully that'll be something.
No. But for those who don't know, you're a bit of a local legend down there, aren't you? With the football, is it true you've won five best and fairest in a row with Ocean Grove?
Look, I did. I'm not overly comfortable about coming at my own ties, but look, that is the case. I've had some great success down there. Early 2000s, when Neildy was coach, we won four flags in a row. Some great times. And then later in my career, just managed to string some good form together for those 5 years in a row. And, some great times at the Ocean Grove Footy Club, that's for sure.
Well, Jim, your grand finals today and the track looks to be in magnificent order. You must be pretty happy how it's pulled up after the first race. And how do you expect it to... Will we see any improvement throughout the day, or you think it'll just stay that good four range?
I didn't get a lot of feedback as far as the jocks thinking there might be an upgrade. Johnny Allen did sort of mention briefly it could be a chance, which initially would have surprised me. But looking at it now, you know, the hoof marks are getting in just nicely. And it could be, like, if the sun stays out and there's a bit of a breeze about, it could definitely get to that point. But I think the most important thing is it's nice, beautiful ground. It's even across, and it'll play really well.
And that breeze isn't too strong, is it, Jim? Or will riders be looking for cover?
Not at all, no. It's very minimal, actually. Like, it'd be lucky to be 10 kilometres an hour from the south, so it is into your face up the straight, but it's minimal. It's not even a factor.
And for those who missed your local mail on Racing Pulse this morning, who's your best of the day again?
Yes, I do like King of Lear Grand, so I like its race in the Turnbull Stakes, and the fact it's sort of a bit of home ground advantage. It's done a number of exhibition gallops and did its final piece of work here on Friday with the Derby favourite, Young Werner, and it was a good piece of work, and so I'm backing it. I reckon it's a good odds too.
Did you used to do a bit of work with Danny O'Brien?
Yeah, I started at his farm. We basically built it, so I was there for 10 years and then moved across, and we've got Danny here on course now, actually, with a barn, so I've brought him in here, and he was brilliant to work for, and love my time out there, and it's great to sort of still have him as a partnership here at Geelong as well now.
What's tougher, track manager or working for one of the leading trainers in the state?
I'd have to say track manager, I think. One person to please at the farm, and that would be, you've got to try and please quite a number of stakeholders here, whether it be jockeys, trainers, owners, stewards, everyone. So, yeah, you can't please everyone. You just got to get used to that, and you think your skin's got to be a bit thick, but I enjoy it. The highs are very high, like today, for example, and being a racing fan, I really do enjoy the job.
Well, Jimmy, you're doing a good job today. Good luck with the rest of Cup Day.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.